Ganja, Joint, Doobie, Doo, Chronic, Ace, Lobo, Loco, Loveboat, Bud, Buddha, Blunt, Pot, Pat, Pin, Chiba, Chiba, 420, and Hashish, or Hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in, man. Marijuana. Do it, man.
Chris Valley from Normal New Zealand. Welcome to the BFM Studios.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
Oh, welcome along, mate. It's good to have you in the house, enlightening us on cannabis law reform and so forth.
I'm confused.
You're confused?
Well, you're over there.
You're cold and frightened.
We've changed the furniture around in the studio, so...
Sprung it on me.
That's me at BFM. I'm a chair. A corduroy chair.
A comfy one. A comfy one.
Corduroy beanbag.
A fat corduroy chair, not chairs. No, that's great.
Please, let's just get into the marijuana media, please.
What's going on?
What's the DAC news, mate?
Well, hey, two big things, I guess, of the week. Locally, one was the ongoing saga of Paula Bennett running from Chloe Swarbrick, which has just been hilarious.
I can sympathise with this because Chloe is straight... genius, basically, and then what? You're going to supposed to go and debate her? Like, that'd be a nightmare.
But that's the job, right? She's in the opposition, and she's like running around and not fronting up for debates.
It's true, and also she's on the right side of the law, I think, in our opinion. So it's kind of
if she wants to criticise, then you know, front up, turn up to the debates, but also turn up to the cross-party committee that they've got going. That's going to work through the detail of this. You know, be part of it, not just arguing from the sidelines.
Walk the walk is what I'm feeling here.
Indeed. Indeed, and they're up for that. You know, the Paula Bennett and other national MPs have said that the law is not working and needs to be changed. So we're all agreed. We're all in for a yes vote. That is awesome, right? But what they haven't committed to is actually implementing it in terms of the National Party. The governing parties have agreed to it, but the National Party won't commit to it unless they like the result. So that's kind of a strange definition. But yet they're saying, no, prohibition doesn't work, we've got to change it, we're not arguing about changing it, you know, so it's what do we change it to? And that's fair enough, but you know, get involved. Well,
I mean, what are the key issues that are coming up between National and the Green Party on this one? Especially, I guess, from Paula Bennett's perspective versus Chloe's perspective.
Well, the first one they tried was the gummy bears, and that was going after from the Family First, which seemed to have received a kit from the states, how to campaign against cannabis legalization. They're trotting out all the same arguments and even the same kind of, you know, designs and things. And so they've got these billboards going. I'm not sure how they pay for it. I guess that's up to them. But they've certainly seem to have a well-funded, you know, no campaign going.
Right.
With scary kind of gummy bears on the side of the motorway. I don't know if you've seen that, the evil gummy bears that are coming for us. But it's just a non-issue. We don't particularly care about shapes of gummy, you know, but the gummies have to be in a bear shape, you know. We will happily concede that. There will be no medical cannabis products that will be in the shape of a bear. Move on. It's just so not an issue. So that was easily dismissed. And the next thing was driving an impairment, which is going to be an ongoing issue. But I think the government's done a really smart move, which is separate that from the referendum. Whatever the result of the referendum, whatever happens there, something is going to change around driving. And they've announced that yesterday, and that is fair enough. We can't expect as responsible cannabis consumers to be treated any differently when it comes to impairment on the road. Right? It's whatever the cause of the impairment, whether that be alcohol, drugs, fatigue, prescription, whatever it is, shouldn't be doing it. Right. So the key is, how do we test that, and then what do we do? Right. And so it's at the moment, the funny thing is at the moment we have this existing thing where they can get you out of the car and get you to walk a straight line and touch your nose.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, do we have the line?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Field sobriety test. And the thing is that when they look at all the different methods, that actually has the highest accuracy of predicting impairment out of all the different testing methods. And it does it irrespective of the cause. No matter why you can't walk a line, you can't walk the line. You know, so it doesn't discriminate ruminate on that. So it's actually the best method is what we have right now. The problem is the police haven't, you know, trained up a whole bunch of officers to do it. And so it's tempting, though, to go for the what they do in Australia. The police are very much into it, is the saliva test. And, mm-hmm. and on the face of it, you think, oh, yeah, that's kind of like alcohol testing, right? Yeah. Roadside, just through the window, give you a thing. And that's in the discussion paper that the government has released and said this could be an option. But as they say in there, firstly, those devices only test for, well, the main ones used in Australia, they only test for three things, right? Cannabis, amphetamines, and cocaine. Mm-hmm. And so other things are not being tested for, particularly things like opiates, benzodiazepines, but particularly the synthetic cannabinoids. Mm-hmm. These tests not exist.
Imagine people steamed out of their head on prescription pills, man. Like when you say opioids and stuff like that, like you can get pretty rocked on anything with a fucking PAM on the end of it, you know what I mean? Like,
you could, but let's
just
not.
I'm just saying.
But this is what it could encourage, right? If drivers are being pulled over and being swabbed in their mouth for cannabis, but yet there are synthetic cannabinoids or a whole bunch of other things, like you're saying, prescription drugs available to people, that's the kind of thing that kind of regime could steer people towards. These devices are also $50 a pop, so you could imagine going through quite a lot of money for really not really achieving a hell of a lot. So it is kind of a complex issue, but I guess our position is generally, you know, this is a good thing, separating it from the referendum, because then it's not going to be an issue that people like the National Party can say, if you vote yes, then drugged drivers are coming, you know. Fair. That just won't be an issue, because this will happen whether or not the referendum passes.
Is this the sort of thing that you would, you know, go into discussion with the government on? Like normal New Zealand, would you discuss the testing methods for drug driving? Would you make recommendations?
Certainly any kind of thing like this, we would hope to be part of any kind of stakeholder engagement, and we engage in public submissions and we encourage people to meet with their MPs and do that. And certainly technical advice is always useful, but you have to be quite, you know, careful and targeted,
I guess. It seems like totally common sense to make it like the impairment thing, where it's a physical thing where you... I know it sounds antiquated, but walking the line and that sort of thing does seem to be the best method. And it covers a whole lot. It covers the whole spectrum rather than, you know, testing for one or two things when people could be out of their minds on something else.
That's right.
There's a really nice irony here as well. Like, for some people might get back in their cars after they're able to have CBD because they've got some kind of epic kind of shaking problem, and a lot of that can be relieved by CBD. A lot of patients find CBD solves
that
problem.
Well, CBD wouldn't show up in these things. It's a different cannabinoid, it metabolizes in different ways.
They would be shaking all over, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah. But certainly, you know, other countries have been there, so that's the other thing. We can learn from them. And what we could do is some sort of hybrid where you could have a oral swab device that is just the first stage, right? And that doesn't lead to anything. Just like when they stick the...
But I smoked weed like a couple of months ago.
Well, that won't show up in an oral swab. Okay. It'll only be like today, potentially yesterday, but maybe not. You know, just today. Use kind of shows up, but the key is still though whether that's impaired or not. So you could have the oral swab as a first step, and then that's followed up by blood tests, potentially.
Yeah,
right?
To show the amount.
That's kind of invasive though, taking the blood test, but it's what happens with drink driving. And on the blood test, you set a level, right? So then it's not just presence of drugs in the blood.
Just like alcohol.
And THC is only over a certain level in the blood while you're high.
Right.
So that'll be done. The science is all there for that, in a similar way for alcohol. It's not quite so straightforward, but it can be done. In Colorado, they set that at 6 nanograms per mil of blood.
Right, and it's psychoactive and like...
That's deemed to be, well, if you're above that, it's somewhere between 6 and 10 is around the drink driving level in terms of the amount of impairment. Right?
So depending on the frame of the person sort of thing? Or
well, that's per mil of blood, so if you're bigger, you have more blood, you know, okay, so it's all kind of proportional. Yeah. That's the sort of cycle, and that's not looking at the inactive metabolite, that's the THC in the system. So, you know, it can be done. We can just follow the Colorado one, and they even have a thing there for particularly for medical users who might be dosed up all day but not feeling it, right? And particularly if you have a balanced strain of equal CBD and THC, very low psychoactivity, and basically people are straight but can be really high levels, but they're cancelling each other out. If you're in that position, in Colorado, you can go and get yourself tested beforehand and set your own benchmark level and have that paperwork filed, and then if you ever get pulled over, you say, this is my natural level. So, you know, it's all out there, it can all be done.
It can be done. I think it's important to realise that this isn't an impossible feat that we're up against here.
Shall we just chuck in one of these? We've had a couple of texts, and we'll just ask one of these questions that's come through for you, Chris. Why hasn't anyone tried to sue the government for preventing safer options, e.g. THC vapes, a la Nevada? They are forcing people to smoke, thus increasing their risk of lung cancer. Reform is too slow for me.
Well, yeah, I would agree on the pace of reform, but it's not at the moment. It's really sped up when we look at the we were at geological, glacial kind of scale before, and now just in the last sort of 12 months, you know, bam. And you even look at that law that is going through that is making it a health issue, not a crime, and making the police do a health-based approach. I mean, that just came out of nowhere and is going to be law very soon, right? So things are happening very quickly. But in terms of suing for things, we just don't have that kind of court system here.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It wouldn't be suing. It would be some other... bit of lingo, but someone could go there at like a Harry Flint vibe on it, but I don't know how you go about it, but it would be quite gnarly. Go for it.
Fund it. We'll take donations. We'll take donations into the legal fund.
All right, Chris, hey, thank you very much. Chris Fowley from the Hemp Store up on K Road and also Normal New Zealand.
Right on.
Cheers, Bella.
Kia ora, bro.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.